D-West Locker Room Chat continuing, brought to you by Triple L Tire in Highland. We're now joined by Derek Shelton, head coach of the Mustang Boys, who, like the girls, played four games in 4 days. It's, almost unprecedented. That's pretty crazy, Coach. Let's just start with that. I mean, you'd had a couple weeks off, and then you play four games in 4 days. I mean, how was that grind overall? How do you feel like your boys adjusted to it?
I think the boys adjusted to it really well. We knew going in it was going to be tough, just for one, being the league tournament, the league we're in. But we only had, one practice and one shoot around in basically 2 weeks before we went to the league tournament. So, good thing was we played Washington County first and kind of already had a scout from our last game on them. So, I think it prepared us. But, we got through it, and the boys played hard every game and couldn't ask for much more.
You mentioned that Washington County game and having them back-to-back, but as we recall, you lost to Washington County in the regular season game by 13, and then you beat him in the first round of the tournament pretty handily, winning that game by 13 points, 46-33. So it obviously put your team on the winner's side of the bracket and meant a lot tougher competition the next 3 days. But that had to feel really good to turn around and beat a team like that that you had just lost to.
Yeah, it felt really good for the boys, especially. We knew going in it was going to be sloppy offensively, with the no practices, and our focus was just, defending them, keeping them out of the paint, being able to defend them. And, we were, I think it was 16-13 and a half, and we were doing a good job of it. And then the second half, our offense finally clicked, and we got out and got in transition, which is, what we want to do this year. And we tried to speed them up, knowing they wanted to kind of walk the ball up and be a half-court team. And we just got to what we needed to do and, closed it out.
So losses the next few days, but against good teams, Centralia, Valley Heights, and Frankfort. What kind of just stood out, or maybe what was the thing that maybe kept your team from having a chance to win some of those last three games of the tournament?
Just putting together four quarters, against Washington, we put together a good four quarters, and then Centralia, we had a good first half, and then came out in the third quarter, and we were flat and didn't guard anything, and they went on a big run and put the game away. And then Valley Heights, we didn't guard anything. Our offense was pretty good, put up 50 points, but when you're giving up 69, it's not good. So, and then Frankfort, we went into that game with our fourth game in 4 days, and, they had 2 days off, and we knew it was going to be a grind anyways. And, we started off slow and got back into the game and then just kind of ran out of gas there to make it a little bit closer.
Yeah, probably a good thing you had a chance to kind of catch your breath here early this week, but you got a long road trip to Blue Valley Randolph on Friday. Another week, a game at Clifton Clyde, so you're talking about this being the year of having some long travel trips in the Twin Valley League. But Blue Valley Randolph, you excited to get back after it after a few days to kind of reset and prepare for the remaining TVL games?
Yeah, we're excited. We actually get to have – we had practice Monday, and then kids got yesterday off with no school. So we'll get back after it today and tomorrow. Our legs ought to be back under us by now, and we'll get 2 days of preparing. And then, we'll hit that long road trip, and we're excited to go out there and see what we can do against a really athletic team that likes to get up and down like we do. So excited to see where we're at come Friday.
Axtell, a rematch from week one, and the TVL tournament champions come to D-West to play on Tuesday this upcoming week as well. Best of luck, Coach, in those games. We'll talk about them next week here on the Coaches Shows.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
Derek Shelton, head coach of the D-West Boys.